The Pro Football Hall of Fame added 8 new members with the class of 2019. Perennial Pro Bowl center Kevin Mawai, who played for 3 NFL teams over his 16-year career, put on his gold jacket at the induction ceremony August 3rd in Canton, Ohio. Hello, everyone. This is Sports and Commentary. Thank you for coming by today. Sure appreciate it. My name is Greg Stewart, and the show is sponsored by your generous tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster, Incorporated. You can always find us online for more information at WWIB.com. 48-year-old Kevin Mawai is a football analyst at Arizona State these days, and we've tracked him down again for Sports and Commentary. So the pinnacle, Kevin, for anybody who's ever played in the NFL or has coached or has owned a team, has been connected with the National Football League, the pinnacle is induction into the Hall of Fame. If that happened for you Saturday, I think it was August 3rd. Unpack that day for us. Tell us what that day was like for you.
The only way I can describe it is for people who know football, have been around football, is to imagine the Super Bowl and what that hoopla is all about, and multiply that by 3 days, and that's what my week was like. It's like being at the Super Bowl, but the whole Super Bowl was for you, and you already won the game. And that's the only way I can describe the excitement, the build-up, the emotion about it. Is it was a Super Bowl for the 5 individuals that got in, and there was the focus. Even though you shared your class with your classmates, you felt like all the focus was on you, and it was pretty special.
Well, it was one of the most moving and passionate Hall of Fame speeches that I've ever listened to. How did you put it together, and how did you practice it so you could deliver it so flawlessly there at the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, as soon as I got get the knock in January, and I got notified I was in, I just immediately started thinking about the first word that came to my mind was the journey, and how a journey is a long process, and then from there I started thinking about all the people that were part of that journey, whether it be family, coaches, friends, whatever it might be, and so that was kind of the theme that I wanted to go with. I prayed about it, just like, okay, God, if this is what you want me to speak, let me do it in a way that honors all the people that were part of my life and part of the process, but also share my faith in it and some of the things, the significant things that happened in my life that brought me to my faith without preaching. And so I wanted to tell my story in the form of a journey, and that's what I did. And then as I crafted it together, I'd take notes at nighttime and just kind of push it from the side. So about 3 months, I just kind of had thoughts and notes, and finally I sat down and I started writing it, and I wrote about 3/4 of the speech and then let it sit for about a month. And I came back and finished it up, had an editor from the Hall of Fame looked at it, helped me clean it up a little bit. And then from there, I just, leading from like the end of middle of the from July until the induction, I just practiced it.
Yeah, you practiced it well because you got it down just perfect. Your wife, Tracy, Kevin, was your presenter. What was her reaction when you pitched that idea to her to present you on that Saturday?
There was never a thought about it. She knew way back when I retired from the NFL and there was talk about me possibly getting in. Everybody's like, well, who would you pick as your presenter? My kids were like, I want to do it. My daughter was, I want to be the one to do it. And I didn't, without even a thought, I said, not that one of you guys is going to do it. My wife, Tracy's, my mom's going to do it. Mama's going to do it. So Tracy asked me one time, she said, why would you pick me? I said, there's nobody else. There's nobody else that's been with me through the entire process. My mom and dad raised me, and when I turned 18, I went to college. But when I met Tracy in college, we got dated for 4 years, and we're married in college. And my entire NFL career, she was the one, no matter what happened. And I chose her to be my presenter for the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame, and for the same reason. She's the only one that knows everything about me. And she was, she's had with me the bumps and the bruises and the ups and downs, and she deserved to be a part of that that honor and that ceremony. Mm.
You spent some serious time talking about your dad, David, who was a career military guy, and his influence on you as a football player and a man. Talk to me about what you learned from him.
Man, you know, it's like you don't really know. And for me, I really didn't, growing up, and never really thought about what I've learned from my parents, not just my dad, but from both my parents. But, you know, I think as men, it's hard to describe the influence that other men have on your life publicly. And for me, it was an opportunity for me to finally put to paper, you know, what my dad did for me and what he meant to me and the influence he had on my life. And he did. The things I said in my speech about, you know, doing things right the first time and don't complain about something if you're not going to be a part of the solution. Those kind of things my dad always harped on, you know, but that was just everyday life in our house. It wasn't like lessons. It was just kind of the way it was, you know, and it's kind of funny. You know, my brother, you know, I have a nephew that's 15 now, and we joke around because my brother tells me there's only two ways to do things. He goes, my way and the wrong way. And that's kind of how I grew up. It's my dad's way or don't do it at all. But I saw my dad's pride in his job and his work. And you know, I saw how hard my mom worked. She worked in the all-male world as a supervisor of a warehouse. And so they were both tough on us but gave us tough love. And those are things that molded me into who I became.
Yeah, it was a continuous pursuit of perfection in your NFL career. But none of us, Kevin, are perfect. We're all flawed. We're all sinners, and we need Jesus as our Savior. And that happened in your life. And I tell you what, we're going to ask you to come back on Sports and Commentary and share the story of how you found a personal, life-changing relationship with Jesus Christ next time. If you can, appreciate it very much. Until then, have a great day. Kevin Mawai, the newest member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Kevin, thanks.
Yep, you too, man. Good talking to you. Have a good one.